Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Was this Instagram format? Where did I send this at? I found it. I can't remember where.
Yeah, I know. I saw it yesterday, too, but I think I saw it on Twitter.
Was it on Twitter? I can't remember if it was Instagram or Twitter. So I have to set this up for you, because if we were to just play it, it's like all beeping, and you guys aren't going to know what the hell's happening. So let me set it up. Where was this at? Do we know?
Some public lands.
It was like a marshy area by a lake, right? And so, yeah, there's 32 sensors in it. Steve counted. So there's some duck hunters. They're out for a beautiful day, right? They're duck hunting. They got their decoys in the water, and they're going out there getting ducks, right? And this, how old do you have to, would you say this woman is, Kane? I say in her 60s.
Yeah, I was going to say 50s.
Oh, dude, no.
No? You don't think so?
I think she's in her 60s at least. I don't know. Hate makes you age, so she could That's be younger point. Than that. We don't know. Anyway, this like REI wearing angry hippie comes over screaming at them. At first I thought she was saying caw caw. That's not what she was saying. In fact, she was telling them in a very flattering way to go off somewhere in a certain way. So they're hunting and she is mad because they're duck hunters. That's how it starts, and they're greatly entertained by her. Watch this. This is like out in public. Imagine you're this part. You're these dudes, and you're trying to enjoy your day. Watch.
What kind of bird is that?
Huh?
What kind of bird is that?
First.
It's the wild carrion. I think it's a light habitat.
Get the hell out of here!
Is this a game warden test?
Sorry,
do you have a license to get this, Karen? She looks like Elizabeth Warren in a way. Sounds just like a really horrible bird. Here she's throwing rocks.
Those are decoys, not ducks. Retard.
We don't want you shooting around here.
I don't give a I don't want you walking around here.
Oh, God, this is public property.
Exactly my point. Thanks for proving our point.
Don't shoot anything alive, you off.
These
you
are already dead. Already dead.
You won't I don't care.
They're already dead.
I don't like shooting you, off. You off.
Those birds identified as dead already.
Oh, you. You. You.
You couldn't even see that she's flicking them off with her mitten.
Hey, I'm trying.
Now. I watch this. Oh, yeah. It's like duck hunt.
Oh, yeah.
And he takes the duck down.
Yeah.
He enrolled that.
Here we have the North American liberal.
It's the North American Karen in its habitat. Notice, instead of displaying feathers as other birds may do, the Karen screams hysterically.
What would you do in that instance? I think I would have done the same thing these dudes did. But can you imagine being so self-involved that you feel like you can walk up to people and act this way? Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Go get mental health. That woman's crazy. I wouldn't even allow that woman to own a dog. She's nuts. She's absolutely nuts. This is just insane. So I had to share that with you. I also have to share this with you. It is a single woman who's apparently blowing up on TikTok because she created a date deposit. This is society. A date deposit app. Now, she's only going to date men who pre-deposit her date preparation costs ahead of time. What does that sound like? Go ahead and watch this. weird
after I said thing. I would require a so deposit filters. To take me on a date to cover my date preparation costs. I'm now working with an app developer to make this a reality. This is actually happening. We are building the app.
She has
I'm
so many
not even exaggerating
on.
When I she tell you this like is the AI. Best damn dating app you have ever seen, because there is a clear difference here where the woman can set the deposit rate and the man can pay for her date preparation costs. So as a woman, you're going to walk into the date already so happy, and that's going to lead to a better date.
Like
and
her
a better
eyes
connection.
Are a third of her
that
face.
Gives
she
the
has
man
so many
a
filters
better
on. And when she puts her head back, you can see them come off ever so slightly. That's just weird. That's like catfishing, because you know she doesn't look like this. Also, learn how to blend your bronzer, because it otherwise just makes your face look dirty. When, like, that's a... Just stop. You know what we call that? Pre-depositing for your date preparation costs? That's called prostitution.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Trick. You're practicing the oldest profession in the world. There you go. Good job. You figured it out. Like, oh my gosh, guys. It's Hadley here with three E's at the end of my name. Do you like my filter that makes me look like an anime character and like gives me curves in all the weird places? But can't figure out how to make my bronzer blend better. Anyway, you can pay me to go out with me, but don't call me a prostitute, even though that's what it is. That's exactly what that is. Dudes, I feel for you. She thinks she invented it. Okay, go ahead and establish your own HoFundMe. That's okay. That's, you know, you can do it. It's America. HoFundMe.
Note to self. A new website to start.
Yeah, I'm telling you. HoFund her. There you go. That's what it is. January is when a lot of people finally stop and look at their money. And instead of chasing big predictions or the next hot thing, they just want something solid. And that's why gold keeps coming up as a steady, reliable option. I was talking with Colin Plume over at Noble Gold Investments, and we were discussing how no one really knows what 2026 is going to bring. Elections, markets, wars. But one thing we do know, gold and silver have outlasted every empire. Every crash, every currency. And at the end of the day, it's about that peace of mind. Having a little gold in your strategy can make those wild market swings a lot easier to live with, because real wealth isn't flashy. It's being prepared and protecting what you've already built for yourself, your kids, and your grandkids. This is the year to create a more stable financial future. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana and download their free gold and silver guide. And when you open a qualified account, you'll receive a complimentary 3-ounce silver virtue coin. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine, coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer, new morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustable sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein, bright-eyed berry, or up an apple. Bright Eye Berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustable sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate, or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein-packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but for your finances too. But did you know financial health is directly related to identity protection? You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by the $1 million Protection Package. coverage. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your subscription money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft alone. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Well, can you tell us about your injuries now and the prognosis? Will you be blind in that eye for life?
From what I've heard the doctors say and everyone else, yes, I will be blind for life. They said my globe was ruptured. I had my lower lid was cut up, and they had to take skin from my temple to fix it. There's a lot to it. I don't remember all the things that they said. I have fractures in my skull that they can't fix, and I can't sneeze or cough because it's dangerous too. I remember also when I shot, there was pepper in it, and I had pepper down my throat. It made it hard to breathe for a long time. They pulled a piece of plastic the size of a nickel out of my eye. They said I had shards of metal, glass, and plastic all throughout my eye and behind my eye and in my skull.
How did that happen? So crazy. Basically, if you were to trust the testimony here of Chuck's notes, Caden Rumler, one of my friends used the meme of Trump on stage, and said, "Oh, I'm Caden Rumler and I'm going to attack a federal officer. Oh, my eye doesn't work now." He was protesting, by the way. Protesting is actually rioting because they were out there, they were being violent. I mean, I don't know. I can't believe that they're trying to sanctify this guy. The Church of the Holy Left has canonized him. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of the second hour. Just like with Renee Good, they're doing the same thing. I mean, the guy was attacking ICE agents. He was out there rioting, according to all public accounts. He literally is on video attacking a federal officer. And the guy, the officer responded to Rumler's rioting with the absolute minimum force. I mean, there's video of him, and there's also screen grabs of it where he had a bludgeon and he charged officers and started helping attack them. He was shown with a couple of other individuals. One of them is somebody who's recording. He charged during a riot. He charged the officer with a bludgeon, and they were attacking this ICE agent. They were attacking the agent. He was trying to stop, so the agents were actively arresting someone else, and he went in and started attacking the agents that were arresting the other person. And doctors apparently were like, "Yeah, we didn't find any. He's got these injuries because he threw himself in that position. His injuries were consistent with everything you saw in the video." What did you think was going to happen? If you charge federal agents with a bludgeon while they're actively arresting someone else, not only are you obstructing an arrest, but you're also attacking an agent, they're going to respond to force. First off, I think he's totally exaggerating his injuries, and I don't believe him. I don't believe him because the left didn't believe Kenneth Gladney when he was on video being curb stomped by Russ Carnahan's stooges at a town hall in my city that I was attending, and I saw it with my own eyes. So I don't want to hear it from any of the left. You know, this is the left that was saying that Trump wasn't shot and the ICE agent wasn't run over, and that Charlie Kirk brought it on himself. So I think this guy probably just ran. You know what he did? Probably ran into something. He probably had a Harry Reid accident. Who knows? But what do you think is going to happen? Oh, I'm going to charge a federal agent. Oh, I'm all beat up now. Oh. What did you think was going to happen? Hey, Kane, you think that you're going to be able to walk away untouched? Oh, by the way, he is a chick. Wait a minute. Let me look at this. So it is a chick. Sorry. His name is Kara Rumler, but she tries to call herself Caden. I was wondering why. So she's a trans person. Yeah. Apparently he was Kelsey Rumler. I said, yeah, Kayla. He was Kelsey Rumler. And apparently it looks like.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Born a female and transitioning to a male. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, female transitioning to it. That explains the voice.
No.
Because I had said in Slack, scrolls up, WTF voice in caps. So it's a chick who thinks that because she pretends to have a penis, that that means she's going to have the male strength and bone density and muscle mass too. Oh, I charged federal ICE agents. I got a bum eye. What do you think was going to happen, girl? I mean, she did to her eye what she did to her lady parts. So now she can trans being blind now, too. Look at that. No, it's completely appropriate. Don't say it's mean. I heard one of you out there in Radio Land. It's not mean at all. Steve says, play stupid games, you're going to win stupid prizes. What in the world makes a chick, who, even if you're cosplaying as a dude, think that you can just run in when men, male officers, are arresting another male who's already fighting them? What did you think was going to happen?
Like, I blinded my eye now because I charged this officer with a bludgeon, and I actually thought I was going to beat this officer, and this officer used bare minimum force on me, and because I'm a woman pretending to be a man, I got my ass totally beat. My eye.
I'm tired of it. You did this. Buy the ticket, take the ride, chick. It's always, you know what I almost did? Well, because, you know, you see these names and you see the headlines, and until they talk or until you see them, you don't really get the full picture. But I legit was like, why is this person? Why do they sound like that? Did they get punched in the throat too? No, it's a chick. That's who it is. It is a chick clearly taking testosterone. She's got that lady beard happening. So I don't know. 21-year-old female who pretends to be a dude, who decided to bum rush ICE agents, and ends up getting in trouble and ends up getting injured in the process. It is not at all surprising. Did you know, too? I was reading this. This is from Ryan Gierdeski, who had said that Minnesota, apparently in Minnesota, Trump has deported enough illegal aliens that it's resulted in over 2,400 arrests. The arrest total since January, you're looking at about 5,000 illegal aliens arrested in Minnesota since the start of the administration. The state has around 100,000 illegal aliens. So that's about 2% of the state's total illegal alien population. And that doesn't even include the number of foreign-born who have self-deported. Gudowski writes that back in 2020, when the census was looking at which state received how many congressional districts, Minnesota held on to its 8th congressional district by only, get this, 89 people. If they had fewer than 89 people, you know, it's that seat would have gone to New York. But that's not a guarantee. The next census is 2030. 4 years away, we got the next census. This could cost Minnesota an actual congressional seat. That's not a joke. So many illegal aliens are disproportionately affecting the map. Democrats defending that is worse than anything that could have ever happened on January 6th. That's another point, too. My friend Scott Jennings had talked about this and said that this is amazing, by the way. This is just crazy. 2030, the next census. So the mayor, who is it? The governor, the mayor, the police chief, who else have gone out? They've been encouraging all this stuff. I mean, they're encouraging all of it. And I just am thinking, you know what I just said, that this is worse than anything. I mean, actually altering the voting map, burning multiple cities over the span of years, setting a church on fire in D.C., attacking ICE agents. That, all of that, having actual elected Democrats tell people to be violent and ignore the law, how is that not an insurrection? That's an insurrection. Democrats think that it doesn't count because it wasn't at the Capitol. They think that because the cities that burned weren't the Capitol, that means it's not an insurrection. They think that they can stay in Minneapolis and tell people to disregard law, to disregard order, safety, community, and just tear it all down. That's not an insurrection. So they want to dodge accountability because their shenanigans aren't at the Capitol complex. Because that's what I'm hearing, Kane. That's what it sounds like they're arguing. Because it's not at the Capitol complex. So, though that's dumb, that doesn't make any sense. But that's how they're doing it. They think that that gives them an excuse. But it's worse than anything ever possible that could have ever happened to J6. Everything. Lorraine, apparently the chat is freaking out over the neckbeard. Man, if you're going to go, dude, go all the way, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, have a Robert Baratheon type of beer and personality. Go all the way, dude, man. Like, why? Just like, don't go just for a little bit of fluff on your chin. Don't go for that, you know, lady beard. Go all the way. If you're going to go, dude, go full dude, my chick. Don't just like, you know, go halfway. So this is all insurrection. That's all an insurrection. All of this is insurrection stuff. No other way to put it. A few other things. Can I just say 2030, that census, I feel like this is going to be a lot of states that this happens in. A lot. And I think that we're going to find more and more and more. I mean, we're going to see a lot of this. Amazing. By the way, the protester that was injured, that was in Minneapolis, is from Southern California. He went from Southern California to Minneapolis. These are not even local protesters. They're not even local. These are people that are running around, you know, crossing state lines to go do this. I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of loss of these congressional seats when this comes through. Are you being lied to about your retirement? I mean, the advice sounds familiar. Max out your 401k and your IRA and hand your life savings to Wall Street and just hope that the market cooperates. If that were the only way, why do so many people then risk outliving their savings? Why does the inventor of the 401k call it a monster that should be destroyed? The time has come to hear the truth. Bank on Yourself is a retirement plan alternative that provides guaranteed predictable growth and reliable retirement income. Current tax law allows you to enjoy tax-free retirement income while maintaining control and access to your money for emergencies and opportunities. No questions are asked and no government penalties apply. Bank on Yourself delivers peace of mind by showing you the minimum guaranteed value of your retirement savings before you ever need to use them. Bank on Yourself offers tax-free retirement income, guaranteed growth, and full control of your money. Visit bankonyourself.com/Dana to get your free report. That's bankonyourself.com/Dana.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine, coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer? New morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein. Bright-Eyed Berry or Up an Apple. Bright-Eyed Berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an Apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustables sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here. With the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Domestic fraud runs rampant, and international intrigue comes to the boiling point with Trump's reaction to Iran. Discover the inside details on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
A skin implant that glows green may help detect illness in advance, say scientists. I don't want that. It's an implant that they put in your arm. Japanese researchers developed a new form of wearable health tech that could reshape how illness is detected. It takes the form of a living skin implant, and it emits a green glow when you begin to show early signs of disease. Not unlike the orc sword from Lord of the Rings that was given to Frodo by the elves. In fact, whenever the orcs would be near, the sword would glow a light green. So it's like having an orc sword, that tech in your arm. So it'll glow green when it detects a disease. I mean, it's actually not bad, but I could go without having the implant. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need that. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're glowing green. Like, where was that? Where would it? Because the photo shows it right in your arm, and it's weird looking. So I don't know. I'm just saying it's not a bad idea though. But under Australia's new social media ban, they've removed 5 million accounts. It's illegal for anybody under the age of 16 to have their account. So because parents can't adequately parent their kids, the government's like, well, I guess you stupid breeders, we're going to have to come in and pass all these dumb laws that increase our power. And we're just going to exploit your, you know, apathy for greater control. Jeez. 70-year-old feels lucky to be alive after a car crashed into his home and landed legit on top of him. This is sort of terrifying. Good night. This is in Rutland, New York, where a man says he fell asleep in his living room and woke up to a car crashing into his house and landing right on top of him. He said he got a wake-up call. Next thing he knew, he said, I woke up, blood running down my head, and a car laying on top of me. Man, he woke up after that. Like, the first breach into the wall didn't do it, my dude? Heavy. Dang, breaker. That means a heavy... What are you taking, my man? What are you taking? He said a guy was running around saying, sorry, sorry, sorry. And he goes, I says, well, call 911. You know that's upstate. You know they're right by Canada. When he's like, and I says, oh my gosh. So he's happy. He said he was grateful he wasn't babysitting his niece at the time of the crash, because that would have been a lot worse. Yeah, I'd say so. Good night. Also, WHO calls for higher taxes on alcohol and sugary drinks. I think the WHO needs to go dine in AIDS fire, rhetorically speaking, the World Health Organization. They said that they want to, for whatever reason, they're urging countries to put higher taxes on alcohol and sugary drinks to help prevent diseases like the COVID disease that they helped China unleash on the world. What? I'm going to go just, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a cup of sugar, put it in water, and just drink it after this, just because, out of spite. Costco is going to give you free groceries in exchange for old electronics. So if you have old electronics that you no longer use, you can consider trading them in instead of storing them indefinitely or throwing them away. It's a program powered by Phobio, a specialist in the trade industry. They have potential rewards for devices anywhere from $2,000-something for laptops, and, you know, goes up. Smartwatches, media players, phone, laptop, tablet, smartwatch, desktop, computer, media player. That's what they're doing. You have to fill out a form on Phobio's website. Give the details, the purchase date, condition. You can get an instant quote, print a shipping label, and then take it into Costco. So it's like returning something at Amazon. So interesting. I can't even share with you what I have this listed under on the show sheet. Anyway, so yeah, that's probably as dumb as the therapy goat thing. Yeah. Now, the Star Trek thing. Because nobody's watching the new Star Trek because it looks like Friends in Space. It's like Glee, but with aliens. Yeah, I don't know. No one's watching it. I'm pulling up my story on this. Of course nobody's watching it because it looks absolutely stupid. The Star Trek stuff, it's like, it's bad. And I know we have some audio of this. This is cut.
Yeah, we've got it. It's cut 18.
Thank you. We 18,000, you mean, because there's, yeah. So, Star Trek cadets are now required to get DEI training from an obnoxious lesbian. Listen.
Name of this cadet. Being a cadet in Starfleet Academy means being open to the people around you. And that connection is where time and space really live.
I don't need connection.
Yeah, yeah. You're a genius who owns all the suffering. I only know two things, kid. Number one, old age and treachery always triumph over youth and a smart mouth. Oscar Wilde. Love that dude.
Those skinny butches.
Fun fact, when he died, they had to put glass over his tombstone because people kept trying to make out with it. Oh. Number two, a smart mouth isn't worth a damn.
She's not a good actress, and I can't stand her Carrie Strug haircut from like 1998. It's serving Carrie Strug 1998. I can't actually, like, before that. It's serving Carrie Strug 95. Like, get rid of that. Like, my gym teacher was, like, similar aesthetic, but was like actually not it, way harder than that. So Star Trek is horrible. The new Star, I will not be watching it at all. They ruined it. I mean, it was already kind of going that way anyway, the franchise was. So now this is Starfleet Academy and it focuses on the younger set. And someone described it as having a John Hughes-like poster. No, that's not John Hughes. Stop it. That's Friends in Space. And a Klingon laying on the ground, like wistfully looking up at the clouds, holding someone's hand. That's not a real Klingon.
No.
I knew that that was a fake Klingon. That's a cosplaying Klingon. Those horns on his face are as fake as the filigree in the Rose Garden. No. A real Klingon would have got up and smacked that woman. Not even doing it. So now they get DEI training from an obnoxious lesbian. That was a real clip that we played you. I'm not making it up. That was real. Yay. That's one of the worst things I've ever seen. There's so much that I don't even watch. The only TV that I watch Landman, Fallout, Primal. The new episode came out for Primal, which is amazing. If you haven't watched the first season of Primal, it is animated, but it's fantastic. It's like an adult. It was on Adult Swim. That's where you can watch the new season. Primal. What else? Sometimes I watch Mayor of Kingstown, but it gets real gritty, and every day is gray and sad. And I'm a goth kid, retired. But sometimes I'm like, damn it, can they just have a day of sun? These people, they're going to have vitamin D deficiency and all get rickets. Please. So just have some sunshine. Damn. And then there's a few other things. I like watching documentaries. I like watching, except for anything by Ken Burns, because it's garbage. That's kind of what I sort of stick to. And I don't watch any of the sitcom stuff. None of it. What do you watch? You don't watch any sitcom stuff, do you, Kane?
No.
I don't watch anything like that.
Not really. It's been a while since I've been able to see any sort of TV, especially series where it's like you almost feel invested and you have to like watch the next episode type stuff. I haven't done that in a while.
The only sitcom worth watching is Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Only one worth watching. It is so politically incorrect. It's perfect for what we do. We enjoy it. But it is so politically incorrect. It's joyous. I mean, it's really politically incorrect to a beautiful degree. So I'm just saying, there's no way I would watch this.
Yeah, the only one I got excited about that was recent was The Blacklist. Have you seen that with James Spader?
No.
Like, oh my God, it's very good.
I don't watch anything that even looks like Law and Order or anything like that. I don't watch any of that.
What?
I like James Spader though, but I liked him better when he was in a sloppy like linen cotton weave and a coral shirt with his feathered hair in the 80s leaning in the stairwell looking like a D-bag. I was pretty in pain.
He does a fantastic job and no matter what he
Oh my no gosh, matter what James he's in. Spader's just amazing. He's fantastic. So, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of that stuff. Like if I tell you to watch something, I have invested in it and I've really watched it. So if you haven't, Landman is fantastic. And they went after that Michelle Randolph girl we talked about that yesterday for her monologue, but it was great. It was really well done. I like Taylor Sheridan's stuff. I think all his stuff is really good, but yeah, I don't really watch a lot of TV. If I have free time ever, I'll like play some games, right? I'll do like Warhammer 40K, which I think some of the updates have made it kind of suck out loud a little bit. It's an amazing game, amazing gameplay, and they just have been ruining it. But we've been playing Helldivers. I created my own squad, by the way. That's the fun thing about being a married adult is I can literally create my own squad and always have a team, and it's amazing. But yeah, we've been playing Helldivers, so that's what we do. Yes. And it shocked the hell out of Brandon Herrera. He's like, I cannot even believe I heard this sentence. I'm not like a pro gamer, okay? Let's not get it confused. I enjoy it. I've always played games my whole life. When I was getting ready to have my first son, I had to go be induced because he did not want to, he would not be evicted and in utero. And I was playing Mortal Kombat literally up until the time we had to leave to go to the hospital. So I taught my kids how to play games. And now look, the Padawans have become the masters. So I'm just saying that's what, but otherwise so much of it is horrible. There's so much stuff like who would watch this? What one was it? The She-Hulk? Is that what it was called?
I don't know.
It was like basically the female Shrek, She-Hulk, and she twerked. Do you guys remember that? I didn't watch it, but I saw the clip online, and I'm like, dear heavens.
After you describing it, I'm kind of glad I don't know what the hell you're talking
about. I got nauseous. There's no way I could watch this. So I can't. Oh my gosh. Paramount, they only hit, oh my gosh. They did their free YouTube premiere. Steve says they did their free YouTube premiere of the Work New Star Trek show, and it only had 1,300 live viewers. I actually do want the Borg to assimilate them. But you know what? They won't, because their mind is mush because they do all this woke stuff. Yeah. I want the Borg to just destroy them. Just, I'm done with it. Just go and blow them all up. That's fine. Fallout's been really great. I don't know if you guys watch Fallout. It's based on the game. Very fun. Watch it all the way through. The guy who plays the ghoul, who has been in everything. I was watching Justified because I like Justified. But the series is so good. They're going to Vegas right now. I'm looking up the name, the actor. He's so good in it. The girl who plays in it, she's been in a number. Walton Goggins is fabulous. Ella Purnell plays Lucy McLean. She's really good in it. Walton Goggins, I will watch anything with him in it. I will watch any single thing with Walton Goggins in it because I think he is one of the best actors right now. He is so great. It is such a great series. If you have not watched Fallout, I highly encourage you to do it. It's really, really good. Fallout and Primal are two things that you guys got to watch. And you don't have to be into the video game to understand it. You just have to look at it like Fallout is it's a parallel universe that imagines what happens if when we were in the Cold War and leading up to the Cold War, post, you know, between World War II and, you know, going into the Cold War, what would have happened if we would have found, you know, like cold fusion and done all this stuff, and we pursued something different than what we pursued in this reality. And so it shaped the world a little differently, and you have a shadow government and these different factions, and it's a really, really amazing show. And I think they've done it spectacularly, and Walton Goggins plays the ghoul in it. He's like, he's chaos neutral, believe it or not. And it's so good. It's a good series. Have you watched it, Kane? No. That I would help. Don't pay any attention to that stupid woke Star Trek. Watch Fallout. Fallout's not, it's not woke at all. It is so not woke at all. There's no DEI, no wokery in it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGART MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.